Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is The Big Interview, and it's a special edition of The Big Interview. We're paying tribute to the former Bafana Bafana player, former Kaizer Chiefs, Genclair Brilliantly player, Fenerbahce player, that is Shoes Moshe, with the enigma, the playmaker, the number 10, the goal scorer. We're paying a special tribute to him because on the 21st of April 2015, he passed on, succumbing to cancer, and now we're paying a special tribute by interviewing two guests that will tell us a little bit more about his life. I hope you enjoy the conversations.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm now joined on the line by the president of the South African Masters and Legends Association, Mr. Buda Matata. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a special occasion, special in that we are commemorating the passing of a legend, a football flower that blossomed not only here in South Africa, but overseas as well. That is Shoes Moshe. He characterized the spirit of the South African football player with his trickery, with his diligence, with his fantastic ability to look after his body way beyond the age that is 30, which is a footballing age. So for you, what does Shoes Moshe epitomize?
Nkululeko, thank you for having me on your show. Lest people forget that we had John Shoes Receiver Moshweu as a South African football legend, but more importantly as an international football legend. Shoes was born on the 18th of December 1965 and unfortunately passed on the 21st of April 2015. Amongst others, Shoes started his football career at Giant Blackpool. He played for Kaizer Chiefs, he played in Turkey, he played for AmaZulu. But more importantly for me and Kululeko is that he was part of the rare breed of the class of 1996. The generation of football legends that brought glory to this country in 1996 and won the Africa Cup of Nations. They traveled, you know, he was part of that team. And as I say, they are the only football generation that has won the Africa Cup of Nations in this country. They traveled so many journeys together, climbed so many mountains and crossed so many rivers, faced so many trials and tribulations. And yet, deep down within them, there was a flicker of hope that someday their hopes and dreams will be fulfilled. They've made so many people shed tears of joy in victories and tears of anguish and sadness in defeat. They have come out of our cocoons to claim a place for ourselves in the continent, to restore our pride from so many years of isolation, and to stamp their authority as the giants of the continent. And like true soldiers, they stood firm in unity to protect our people from shame. They were young and they were called Bafana Bafana. They learned hard and fast, and then they were men. They did not know what to call us. But it was all good because together they were forever young, like true brothers bound by blood, flesh and spirit. They were so good together. Our people love them, and they love them. They still reminisce about those good old days when the game was larger than life, and life was guts and sweat and tears. These were the times when life was meaningful. They must always take time to bow their heads in memory of our fallen heroes, and to everyone in our different endeavors, so that God can protect us from any harm and bless them with the riches of wisdom and strength, so that they and their families can have lasting peace and love and unity.
Do you think with all his contributions to South African football, I want though to stress and I want you to come in on how important was he in installing pride in our football players with the impact that he made with Bafana Bafana, and also making an impact in Turkey, going on to be a fan favorite at Fenerbahce, Gençler Birliği, very big teams in Turkey.
Nkululeko Shoes was a rare breed. He was unique in many ways. He was talented as a footballer, but more importantly, he also went to school. He was schooled, and he was a darling. He was a darling to most South African fans, and as you rightfully say, also he was a darling in Turkey. People loved him because of what he did when he was in. He had possession of football. Football was like glued on his feet when he was in possession, and he had that football brains and intelligence that most of our footballers today don't have. And he's a living legend, although he has passed on, but his memory will be forever cherished, and his contribution towards South African football is immeasurable. He is one of the best products South Africa has ever produced in terms of football, and across the world. He played in Turkey with some of the best football legends across the world in Turkey, and represented South Africa as an ambassador outside of South Africa. And as I said earlier on, he was part of the class of 1996 that brought glory. He was an integral part of that team. That team could have been incomplete without Shoes being part of that team.
And now, talking about his, you mentioned that he had something that other players didn't have, which is skill and the ability to play football in a way that is extremely mesmerizing. That's one. Another thing that perhaps most of the footballers nowadays don't have that he had was professionalism and discipline, to a point where he would play and go on to play in the PSL, scoring in the PSL, hat-tricks and all, or beyond the age of 35, 36, 37, going on to age 40, still playing and looking better than youngsters.
So correct, Nkululeko. He understood the values of life, values of discipline, values of commitment, values of determination, and more importantly, respect. He had that humility that you don't see in some of the players that are applying the trade today. He was so humble, but yet very successful. And as you rightfully say, he is among the few that played professional football after the age of 40. You know, he was so disciplined. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink. He didn't party. He was focused to what he wanted to achieve in football as a career.
And lastly, before we let you go, Mr. Matate, speak to the problems that current footballers, former footballers, are now facing. And the challenges that, or perhaps the assistance that is provided by the South African Legends and Masters Association. What kind of assistance, what kind of role do you play in the lives of former players?
Nkululeko, thank you for asking that question. We are an associate member of the South African Football Association. And by virtue of us being an associate member, we contribute towards the development of football in this country. And more importantly, as an organization, what we stand for is mitigating the socio-economic challenges facing former professional football players. We are fortunate now that with the current president of SAFA, we have a relationship. And with the forthcoming, obviously, the elections of the leadership of SAFA, things will definitely be different in terms of how we are treated as former professional football and legends in particular in this country. Because we have a bigger role to play towards making sure that at development, you know, the national teams from under 17 right up to Bafana Bafana, they represent South Africa the way legends like Shoes did in 1996. We have a country, and we are willing to assist the federation, and not only the football fraternity, but also tap into the challenges that the country are facing in terms of the youth of today. I mean, sport, as we know, Nkululeko, cut across all spheres of life, be it in education, in health, in policing, everywhere. We know you can use these ambassadors of our game to mitigate some of the challenges that the country is experiencing today in terms of the youth.
All right, that is Buddha Matate, the South African, the president of the South African former football players, Football Masters and Legends Association. We thank you very much for the wonderful tribute that you paid to the legend himself, Shoes Moshewe. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on the show. Thanks, Buddha.
All right, I'm now joined on the line by former South African football player, a former Bafana Bafana superstar, Mamelodi Sundowns superstar, that is Phil Masinga. Phil, well, thank you very much for joining us. How's it going?
I'm okay yourself, and thank you for having me in your show.
I'm all good. I'm always happy to speak to you. Phil, we're paying a special tribute now to a man, the enigma, that is Shoes John Lisiba Moshewe, a former teammate of yours. If I can take you back a little bit, the first time you came up against him, if you can remember, or the first time that you were going to play with him in Bafana Bafana, how were those experiences?
I was so much excited to have a player like Shoes playing with him. I normally played against him when I was playing for Blackpool, and one of the best players that I've ever seen in our country, and very skillful player, a midfielder will take more goals, and then he had an eye for goals as well.
And you, when you think about his contribution to South African football, there are multiple facets. One, there's the Bafana Bafana facets and the success of 1996. He also came back in the 2000s and made a contribution in those African Cup of Nations that he participated in. There's also the Premier Soccer League aspect to his impact. And there's also then the ambassadorial impact that he had, which is going overseas, flying the South African flag high at Fenerbahce, Genk Lebrigi, and all the other teams that he played for in Turkey. Let's pay a tribute to his impact in Bafana Bafana. How important was he at Bafana Bafana?
Without Shoes, we lack a connection between our defense and our attacking. And he was playing both of those. And then he made life easier for the defensive midfielders that we had. Officially, it was Eric Tinkler,
and then John Linda Moshe, Buthelezi. John Mueti, and all them.
Yeah, Linda Buthelezi, who hustlers, who will win the ball. And then whenever they win the ball, they'll give it to Shoes or the doctor. Those were our creators who will create goals. And sometimes, like I said, he had an eye of scoring goals as well. He was not just creating. And at the beginning of my career as a professional player, I was a striker. I was competing with Shoes with goals. As a midfielder, I remember at some stage, half a week of the league, he had 12 goals. I had 13 goals as a striker, and being a midfielder. Then he had a lot to do. If you think about how many assists that he made and then how many goals that he scored, it was telling a lot about him. And then, you know, a lot of people in South Africa, they know him as a player. They've seen him playing. But, you know, people, they don't know that when he was playing in Europe, he played for one of the top teams in Turkey, Fenerbahce, where he was shining. And then most of our people, they didn't see more of Shoes, how he was shining when he was playing for Fenerbahce, because we don't see most of Turkey's games in our TV channels here. But he was one of the greatest players that ever played in Turkish league. And for me, one of the best export player that we had as a country.
Now, when you think about, and I asked this Mr. Matata that I've previously spoken to as well, when you think about this, he played professionally until 40, and he was still running faster than the youngsters, the 20-year-olds. He was still more consistent than the 20-year-olds. What does that say about him as a professional?
He had a lot of courage as a player. Shoes, he had a very career threatening injury at some stage, but he didn't allow that injury to halt him from playing football, because he loved football, he preached football. That's the only thing that he wanted to do in his own life. And for him to defeat that injury, career threat, he came out and became one of the best players who didn't mind to compete with the younger players. Until the age of 40 years, he was making sure that the young players they work hard to be better than him, because he was prepared to outsmart them even at the age of 38. He was a really professional, disciplined, hear negative things about shoes.
Mm. What are some of the things that you remember off the field, though? There is also the report about his love for cars. They say that he really loved cars. He owned more than 10 cars. What are other things that we can learn from you as ex-players that you know from shoes outside of football?
Yes, people maybe remember when I've been talking about cars only. He was good at communicating. And very intelligent as a person, and you'll always like to sit next to Sue when there's something that has been discussed that it can change other people's life. He was ready all the time to give an advice anytime.
Mm. All right, that is then Phil Masinga, a former teammate of Shoes Musheu at Bafana Bafana, a former foe of him in the PSL. We thank you very much, Phil, for giving us your time and paying a special tribute to your former teammate.
Thanks a lot.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episodes. For more of these, tune in next week. For now, goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.